In the 1968 film Bullet, Steve McQueen raced through the steep streets of San Francisco in one of the most stunning car chases in movie history. That car was a Ford Mustang, and Steve McQueen had immortalized it as an American icon. Today is the 50th anniversary of the launch of the Mustang. I'm Ewan McGregor, and during the next hour, we'll be marking this motoring milestone with people who've either played a part in its history or simply want to pay their own tribute, including the first person to buy a Mustang.
I loved the sound of that engine because it went zoom, zoom. It was like you were going to take off.
Well-known names.
You'll get in it, and within a minute, you'll either fall in love or you'll never drive it again.
And die-hard British fans.
It looks like it's rolling when it's standing still. They're an American icon. I think that's why we love them.
They'll all be explaining why they are mad about the Mustang. Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. It's April 1964. The Beatles are top of the charts with this song on both sides of the Atlantic. Cause I don't care too much for money, money can buy me love. The Ford Motor Company is holding an international press conference in New York to launch the Mustang. Ford's general manager, Lee Iacocca, builds on the pre-launch hype, quoting that one high school youngster has said, it's better than Elvis or the Beatles. With hard top and convertible models, colors ranging from prairie bronze to twilight turquoise and Rangoon red, and even seats available embossed with a galloping Mustang, the car made an immediate impact on the public. One of the world's most popular cars had arrived, and boy, did it make an entrance. Ford pumped a massive amount of money into advertising their new baby with the slogan, Mustang is the car designed to be designed by you. It made the front covers of Time and Newsweek. Adverts appeared on television and in more than 2,500 newspapers. 22,000 Mustangs were ordered on the first day of sales, and more than 400,000 were sold in the first year.
Mustang.
Alongside Beatlemania, there was now Mustang Mania.